I'm in Africa.
Hello, music lovers. Akwaba. Welcome to VOA Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, in Washington. Are you ready for a smokin' 60 minutes of show-stoppin' pan-African music? Well, here's what I've put together for you today. A fresh, flowing mix of new, old, and classic songs from east to west, north to south. Stay tuned all hour and enjoy a musical journey from traditional Cameroon to old-school Nigeria to the edge of the Sahara Desert. My special guest today is an American Peace Corps volunteer from southern Morocco. He talks about a young and exciting music project called Dara Tribes. Also, VOA co-host of the talk show Upfront, Jackson Mbunganyi, presents the Fan Mail. And finally, before we put this MTIA medal to the pedal, for all of our Muslim listeners, Mabruk El Eid. I wish you all and your loved ones a very happy Eid al-Fitr. All right, so let's put this music pedal to the metal. Here's Africando. This wonderful track is entitled Mie Nawe. The singer is the sensational Parisian Congolese artist Lokua Kanza.
Tutaonana, alakini mie, si
Oh, yeah. Are you dancing? Are you dancing, people? Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and we're at the top of the Music Time in Africa Hour. That was Africando from their 2000 album, Mandali.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Here is an artist out of Ghana. He goes by the name Stammy G.
Boya Teka. Stammy G, baby. Boya Teka.
Machine, the machine.
It's Nike. True love to me and me and you. Anything I order, I go order for two. I'll be the lesson, you go be my shoe. Baby, you be my boo. Cause your love, they take me higher. Not true, now you be my taste. Boya, shake it, I'll be keep by. Now it is in the belly. Your love is the ginger me, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much. Now you be my science, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much. Now you go be my wife, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much.
Boy, I take up, it's in a cab, what they know, hold up. Kosumo siza, kosumo ebole miya hule ne mafena. Kemiya woda no tala toma chinga. Viva, viva, va, kosumo mieva. Toba, baby, yo, alaba. Your love will catch me fever. Money ever bank, kebu ever plan. Tami, mi chebo jeremi. Oka sumo moko moko festa nami. Wama hisha hun, kashi nagwe. Eh, mi no bi ke eh, mi hun ke eh. Boko moko nyambo te wate. Eh, oh, bani wafi.
Your love is the ginger me, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much. Now you be my science, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much.
Now you go be my wife, oh,
so much, so much, oh, so much.
She you a girl that's one neck, in jail a catcher, a gang catcher, if you pepepe, and I dream in that metal hotel. Hey, me ain't you, but from my two, in Kabul, I told my soft, yes, you. In my head,
who's the money, baby?
Lovers, it's Heather, and that was Somuji, Take Me, by Stammy G, out of Tema, Ghana. Speaking of Ghana, I want to thank you all, you lovely, devoted listeners, who participated in the challenge I threw out a few weeks ago to guess who would win the Best International Act Africa at the 2015 BET Awards. I also want to thank Eugene Salom Owusu from the University of Ghana for making this and a couple other great promos just for me. Check it out.
Yeah, what's up, people? What's up, people? My name is Eugene Salom Owusu from Radio University, University of Ghana. I always listen to Etta Maso, a.k.a. Akoswa, on The Voice of America.
Music Time in Africa. Hello, everybody. You're with me, Heather. Aida Sam is a Senegalese singer who stays close to tradition, yet keeps things fresh. This is Gindima, a song from her 2012 album, Saraba. She sings, "I've had a lot of tough surprises in my life. Mother, I pray that you come and help me. Mother, if you don't come, I'm afraid I'll lose myself.
I do not bet you in my heart, but
that was Aida Samb from Senegal singing Gindima. This is Heather, and I hope you're all feeling great today. I'm happy to be with you, and I've got much more great music and news for you in just a minute. But first, this. Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Next song up, Manyong, and it comes to you out of Benin. This band, Jomian and the Uklos, is a family affair that's rooted in traditional worship practices. Now, guys, this music, and especially the horn parts and the vocal harmonies, is just exquisite. The song has a great message, too. It's based on a true experience that Jomian, the band leader and family head, was a victim of. And its message is this. When you're doing well and you have lots of money, you have lots of friends. But when you're down, you discover that most of your so-called friends leave you. They're nowhere to be found. That's what we call here in the U.S. fair weather friends. Gorgeous. You're with me, Heather, inside Music Time in Africa, and that was Jomian and the Uklos. The group is based in New York currently, and if you happen to be in the city this Saturday, go see them in Harlem. They're playing at the Go Africa Network Street Festival.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Now it's time to introduce Dara Tribes, an up-and-coming guitar band from Tagounit, southern Morocco. American Peace Corps volunteer Thomas Duncan, the band's manager, is here in the studio today to tell us all about them. Hi, Tom. Thanks for being here today.
Heather, thank you so much for having me down. I really, really appreciate it. Well, tell me about your music project in Tegunit. Who is Dara Tribes?
So Dara Tribes is a group of four musicians from Tegunit, four of my very good friends. I became good friends with them, and we did a project to get them instruments so that they could teach youth music in the community. That was the first objective.
I see. So are you a musician yourself? How did you get involved?
I'm not. It's one of those things where I just became really good friends with these guys. And I'm a Peace Corps volunteer. And through Peace Corps, I have access to grants. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to teach to kids. And we worked together to write a grant and get these instruments.
I see. So what are the names of your guys in the band?
So Belcher, he is the drummer and the lead singer.
Okay.
Rashid, he is the lead guitarist.
Okay.
Midda is the bassist. And Mustafa, he's like the rhythm guitarist.
And I remember last year, earlier this year when I was there, I met them all, you.
Yeah, you met us. You were very kind. You gave us an interview in Mahamid at the festival Terragal, and that was a big moment for those guys. They had never really been interviewed before.
So. Oh, I was impressed. I really was. That with their personalities, they're warm and friendly and honest, and they play well.
They love playing together. I think that group specifically. They do play well together. Yeah.
Well, tell me about this song you've brought in, El Kabail. What does this mean? What's it about?
So Kabail in Arabic means tribes.
Okay.
And so it's all about the tribes that live in the region, in Tegunit, Mahamid, Ouarzazate, and south of Ouarzazate. And what it does is it's basically kind of just a tribute to the tribal culture and all the different tribes that live there, and about how they're all different tribes, but they all live peacefully together. And that's kind of what the song's about.
Is that actually a true representation of that region, or is this something that they hope?
No, that's very true about the region. That particular region of Morocco is sort of known for 10, 12 different tribes living in the same oasis valley, basically living peacefully together.
Oh, that's
farming
great.
The same land. They have divisions, but they all get along well.
I didn't find any problems or tension I was there.
I can tell you from 2 years living there, there are no issues there.
And there aren't even now with relatively recent terrorism issues, and you don't feel that so much there?
Absolutely not. That, especially Morocco in general, but especially that region, they're very anti-extremism. They're wonderful people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
And you're going back, so you must like it.
I love it. I've had a great experience. I'm going back for a third year. Yeah, it's...
Rock on,
life is
Thomas.
Life is good. Yeah, life is good.
All right, let's listen to El Kabail.
That's it.
And we'll be back with Thomas in a minute. This is really, really nice music, Thomas. So are you playing on this as well? This is Dara Tribes, everybody, but I'm here with Thomas.
I'm not playing, so I recorded them. I was the recording engineer and produced it. It's all very primitive recording equipment.
The sound is a little tinny.
No, it is. It definitely is, but it's just great to have something down for them to be able to have, right?
Yeah, for sure. Hello, everybody. Mabruk El Eid. Heather here. And you're listening to a song by Dara Tribes. It's a tribute to Tegunit's tribal diversity. They're singing, "We have many tribes here, but we live peacefully. We have no conflict."
يا ماما يا
Yeah, that was Dara Tribes. Now, this band is a young guitar-based group from Taghout, Morocco. And here in the studio with me today is Thomas Duncan, the band's manager. Here's what Thomas has to say about what's next for Dara Tribes.
So you're headed back to southern Morocco soon. What is next for you and Dara Tribes?
When I get back, hopefully, we will be able to set up a recording studio in Taghout. We did another grant to get this equipment right before I left to come back to the States. And so my third year gives us more time to work together and set up the studio and me be able to teach some locals how to use the recording software.
Oh, that's great. What kind of software do you have? Or will you be using?
We use Logic Pro X.
Logic Pro X. And you need good internet connection for that, right?
You need internet. You need really good internet to download the software. But once you have it, everything's good.
Okay. Yeah. Is this going to be one of the first recording studios in Taghout?
This will be the first recording studio in the whole region.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal, yeah.
That's exciting.
It's not just for the guys. It's for all the local bands in the area. There's a ton of them, and you know that, who they're very talented, and they want a space to record, and the nearest space is Casablanca, basically.
Thomas, I don't know if you're going to want to come back after that third year.
So, yeah, it's a lot of people looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, on another note, today is Eid al-Fitr.
It's the end of Ramadan, basically, so... Eid al-Fitr means like the festival of breaking fast for breakfast.
Well, how are Moroccans going to be celebrating this?
I know that everyone's happy. You can eat and you can drink during the day, especially in Taghout, in the Sahara. It's very hot there, so drinking water during the day is definitely something people are looking forward to.
It seems like such a simple thing for us here in the U.S. Well, okay, I think that's all I have for you. But tell me anything else you want to say. You're on air. You're talking to everybody in Africa right now.
I want to say hi to my friends in Morocco. Bakhir Rashid, Mustafa, Meda, Selamet, Selamet, Kush Mizien, Simana Jaya, Inshallah, Ghadi Inshuf, Kuma Jiyankum, Mustafa.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
Thomas Duncan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to going back to Morocco tomorrow.
Yeah. Mabruk El Eid.
They better be together. Thank you very much.
I want you to let me.
We love music time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. It's Heather. Changing up the tempo and the territory, we move now from a North African mellow Sahara sound to an energetic East African pop song. This is Emmanuel Jal with Nyam Nyam, a shout out to mothers.
Make me go wild. She can't walk like a leg with a style. She's so fine with a silver mind. I like the way she whine and grind. I wish I could make her mine. Spend some time and make her shine. Under the sun I'll be her rain. Give her the life she deserves every day. If she's a shade I'll go and pray. Whatever she say I'll obey to make her feel okay. Show them love and give them respect. But sometimes we get caught in our selfish routine, chasing our dreams and forgetting our queens. On this song, I apologize on behalf of all men. I try my best to be a gentleman. I try my best to set up a good time.
mothers out there, waiting for their sons to return from warfare. The grandmothers and daughters whose life is unfair. Governments cheat them and don't really care. Nobody knows and nobody feel the kind of pain that mama go through. Nobody see and nobody seem to praise the value of the things they do.
Emmanuel Jal, everybody, an inspiring artist and former child soldier from South Sudan. Music Time in Africa.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on her blogspot at voanews.com/African Music Treasures.
This is Heather, and I've got so many more beautiful songs to spin from Mali, Nigeria, South Africa, and Cameroon. But first, we're in the middle of the hour, which means it's fan mail time. Co-host of the VOA talk show Up Front, Jackson Mvunganyi, joins me in the mail room this week. What a treat.
Hello, Jackson.
Hello, Heather. How are you doing?
Great. Listen, it's so good to have you bringing us the fan mail today.
I'm so happy to be here today helping out Music Time in Africa and you, Heather, bringing you the fan mail.
Thank you. How's Up Front?
Up Front is good. And, you know, all your listeners, you know, if you want to drop in once in a while and listen to Up Front, please do so on Wednesday, 17:30 UTC. Shameless plug.
Go plug it in there, babe. Yeah. It's a fun show, though, so...
Thank you.
What do you have for us today?
Okay, well, first off, from your Facebook fan, Takute Johnson from Ghana posted this. I really like the letter track, Bafira. Bafira.
Yeah.
I know the track. And he goes on to say that, in fact, all of the wonderful African tracks you're playing, God richly bless you from Ghana, Africa, and beyond.
That is nice.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Takute. And you did a good job on that, Bafira. Hit that again.
Bafira. You know the funny thing is?
What?
I learned that song the first time listening to Music Time in Africa.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
It sticks with
me. One time you were doing it with...
Kwame.
With Kwame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kwame. In fact, he's in Ghana.
Kwame, you're in Ghana. Wherever you were, what? Shout out to you. Yeah, this actually has become one of my summer jams, Bafira. I really love it.
Yeah.
Totally feeling it. So, Takute Johnson, you're right on. This is a really good song. Also on Facebook, Kola Akin from Lagos messaged in, "It is always lovely and delightful listening to Music Time in Africa. Strange, but true."
Huh?
It is not strange, but it's true. Okay, it's delightful. Music Time in Africa is delightful.
But he thinks it's strange.
Yes. Anyway, he goes on to say that most Nigerian music you played tonight was pretty new to me. It was lovely, though, he says.
Hmm, good. Well, thank you. I wonder what show he was listening to.
I don't know. Did you play some Nigerian hits?
I always play Nigerian hits.
Okay.
All right, so what else?
I don't know, but Kola has a shout-out, too.
Oh, okay.
He says, "I would like a big shout-out to my lovely wife, Ankeshi Kola, my entire family, friends, and well-wishers, not forgetting my ever-peaceful village, Shoshani Sale, in Ondo State of Nigeria. Any beautiful music will do. Thanks."
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Kola. And I will play something beautiful for you a little later on in the show. Jackson. What else we got?
All right, Heather, so you also received a lot of email messages on musictime@voanews.com. Olukotun Pius from Nigeria has an artist request. "Hi, Max. Good day. I'm enjoying your show. Play me Dr. Orlando Owo music."
Oh,
he
man.
Called you Max.
I know.
Because your listeners call
I
you Max.
That
That's so
name.
Cute. They got a name for you.
Dr. Dr. Matt, Maxie. Anyway, Orlando.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. But back to this music, Orlando Owo, he is awesome. You know, he was a legendary high life musician and band leader that made over 40 albums in his lifetime.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and his music is just gorgeous, classic Nigerian high life. But Pius, I don't have any today, but I'll promise I'll dig around in our library next week and find you something by Orlando. And maybe next week or the week after, you'll hear it. Just keep tuning in every weekend. Back to you, Jackson.
Absolutely. Okay, Ali Babatunde emailed this message. Hi, I enjoyed today's program. The selection of the music you play is always good. I have hope that one day you'll play Yoruba music. Keep it up.
Thanks, Ali. I will. And I do. I play lots of Yoruba music, but I will play something
I agree
special.
With you. You do play Yoruba music.
Ooh, it's so good.
Keep listening to Music Time in Africa. You'll hear some Yoruba music in there.
Yeah, Ali.
If there's anybody who plays authentic African music on their radio show, it's Heather, Dr. Heather Maxwell, right here on Music Time in Africa. So listen in every day.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
I said plug for Max. You, Heather. I had to Max. You know?
Oh, man. Jackson, so let's see what else. I think we have one more piece of
news. Right. This last message is from Ohem David Odama in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. He says, the African music is so resuscitating and invigorating. It lends credence to the source and supremacy of lineage. That was deep.
All right.
That is deep.
You know, that's one reason to love African music. That is deep. Thanks, David. Well, Jackson, it was a pleasure having you bring in the fan mail for us today. Mm. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule, co-hosting Upfront and all those other amazing...
You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah.
Heather, it was my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. I would love to do it another time.
I'll have you back. And listeners, thank you for sending me your wonderful emails and Facebook messages and comments. Keep them coming and keep on listening to... Ready, Jackson?
Music Time in Africa! Dang, 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 dang.
VOA. Back to the music now, without delay. Here is some classic Yoruba music. I hope you're listening, Ali Babatunde. This is the one and only Chief Commander Ebenezer Obey with Ibadan.
Yeah.
wonderful. You just can't beat that classic juju. That was Ebenezer Obe, and you're with me, Max.
I love that name.
Anyway, to all of my Muslim listeners, Mabruk El Eid.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
All right, now this next song is one that I recorded myself in June 2014 outside of Mount Febe Hotel, Yaoundé, Cameroon. It's a traditional song that's reserved for the unlucky occasion in which a musician sometimes finds him or herself. That is, when you're invited to perform for someone and when it's all said and done, you've done your thing, you've done a great job, and the host has not even treated you well at all. You haven't been offered anything to drink or eat. Maybe you have to go in the back door so as not to be seen by any of the party guests. So the musician here, his name is Pantaleon, and he plays an mvet, that is a plucked 10-string harp.
Le nema te bari ba bu jonga yama le fanga le nema te bari ba kompi ni bwana yama mama bo ba yama never ti bwan e pima te va yama never ti dam mene mo ka bi long bi na mo ka na mo ka mo bwana se mo ka chai ko ba mwana ngwani se vi bu jonga yama gama bu va na yi yama de ji pa song o ji so le mi mi pa ni mi song mi ma de de fun bo fun ma joy yim bo mo na va di mi never ti dam e ani ye ye ani ye pisa no ye
Yes, that was Pantaleon from the Eton-speaking central region of Cameroon. He's singing and playing the mvet, a traditional 10-string harp.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Here's another song from Cameroon that I brought back when I was there in 2014. And this one's by a local celebrity, a beautiful woman named Makeda. We met at the Muna Foundation in Yaoundé, and she gave me this CD called Peace, Love, and Light. And you know, truth be told, it took me a while to warm up to her music. I don't know why, but now I am in love. I mean, literally, I woke up this morning with the melody of this song in my head. The song is called Dry My Tears. Just listen to the emotion in this voice. That's what I love about it.
It is not the best is yet to come, but Lord, I'm tired of my laughters are gone. There are so many people and I feel so all alone. Under the sun I feel the cold through my bones. It wouldn't be a nice to smile at everything. Lord, the best memories are too far from me. My inner peace is sleeping deeply. My hope is slowly dying. Would you dry my tears? Dry my tears. Dry my tears. Dry my tears. Dry my tears. Would you dry my tears? My tears. The way is hard, Lord. All the discord.
myself with the world. Who am I in this big universe? Is what I want, what I deserve? Many questions and a lack of solar signs, frustrations and emotions. Far away from salvation, I wanna live my life with passion. Would you dry my tears? Would you dry my tears?
With this song. Hey, hi, this is Heather, and you just heard Dry My Tears by Cameroonian vocalist Makeda.
Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
One of the things about the late Lucky Dube that I appreciate so much is his lyrics. They almost always seem relevant, no matter how old the song gets. Like this one, Crazy World.
But you don't believe it. You'll only know about it when the man in the long black coat knocks on your door. 'Cause there is next victim. It's you are living in.
Living in.
Living in
this crazy world.
I tell you we are living in.
Living in.
We're living in.
Living in this crazy world.
We are living in. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord.
Oh yeah, it is a crazy world, even still, even more. That was, of course, the legendary Lucky Dube from South Africa, and this is Dr. Maxwell. I'm taking us to Mali for our final tune of the day. Here, one of my absolute all-time favorite songs by Salif is Tekere. Clap your hands, everybody. And by the way, Mabruk El Eid!
Generali, bola bilan Abiye, Masuse la Kurula, Aye Mae la Kuru Yamani, Abawila de France Fonni, Aditu Babu Kamponye, Tension Madame, Tension Madame, Tension Segre. Tengoro tegero befo
Tegere, tegere, tegere Tegere, tegere, tegere Tegere, tegere, tegere
Yeah, all right. That was Tekere by Salif Keita from his 1995 album, Folon. It's time to say goodbye for the week, music lovers. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you liked the show and that you promise to meet me back here next week. Same time, same place. Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000 and 2200 UTC. Remember to email me or get on your Facebook or Twitter and let me know how you're doing. Stay well, people, and stay blessed. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa.